And today what we want to do is chat really briefly, just kind of a follow-up to last week's video. So last week we talked about we are purified through trials. And I got to thinking, you know, I didn't really explain the mechanism. How does that actually work? And this is an important thing to keep in mind, because remember last time we talked about we're purified through trials, and the Bible says over and over, those who persevere to the end are those who are going to be saved. But I want to talk about why does this work? What happens? And ultimately, it boils down to a very simple principle. Overarching principle, I'll tell you in the first 40 seconds in the kits, you want this to be a short. You draw near to God, He draws near to you. You draw into His Word, His Word makes you grow spiritually. Very simple principles. But let's go ahead and dig a little bit deeper into this. So we are purified through trials, but the trials purify us by drawing us closer to God. So affliction is what it is. Think about this. And this was an excellent statement from, I believe it was a Chip Ingram sermon years ago. How many times have you, is everything going super wonderful for you, and you're just like, everything's so great. There's got to be a God who gave me all these blessings. I got to search Him out. No, we don't tend to do that. When things are going great, we tend to just keep on, oh, it's just going great. Life is wonderful, blah, 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 blah. No, it's when the car accident comes. It's when the kid has a serious illness, possibly some cancer or some other deep illness. When you have a car accident, you have a heart attack, driven to medical concerns, you will open up your prayer life. Nothing opens up your prayer life like a tragedy in your life. That tragedy comes, you seek that time with God. And we're going to see from the scripture in three different places, one New Testament, two Old Testament, and a couple other ones actually, draw near to God and He will draw near to you. That is a biblical principle. A hospital trip increases our prayer life, right? Uncertainty in medical tests increases our prayer life. What about the loss of a job? You know, I mean, if you're going along and life is good and you're living the typical American dream, which means you're financing a bunch of stuff and you got a lot of debt, and all of a sudden you lost your job comes, you're like, how am I going to pay for all these things soon? Because the average person, the average American right now, are living paycheck to paycheck, which is even more ridiculous when you go out and you know, take out a loan on a car, or nowadays with Affirm, you can literally take out a loan on a candy bar these days. I mean, I took out a loan on a candy bar. It's going to take me 3 months to pay it off. I lose my job, and I have no idea how I'm going to pay my Snickers bill from 3 months ago. I mean, really, that's how bad our world is getting. But really, the loss of a job can cause serious stress. How about a broken down car, right? That's a good one. In fact, I remember a time in college, we were doing some summer classes, and I'm sitting next to this guy, good buddy of mine, and he's like, I come in, man, and I was having car issues, just FYI. I come in, man, it's just like, oh, things are pretty bad, whatever. And he's like, man, what's like, there's no problem, man. Like, the only thing that causes this type of drama legitimately is like a girlfriend's ass. Like, dude, my car's blown up. I got no money left. He's like, okay, that's another reason, you know, college kid in his car, right? Your car breaking down. Of course, I didn't know God back then, but I guess such things were out there. So, but anyway, affliction in our life. Why does this purify us? Well, it purifies us by the mechanism of drawing near to God. And there's this part, and this is right around the time that Paul is stoned, I believe. He writes, though, in 2 Corinthians. I wrote 1 Corinthians in my notes. I'm like, that's not the right verse. It's 2 Corinthians, apologies, chapter 1, verses 8 through 11. We do not want you to be unaware, brethren, of our affliction, which came to us in Asia, that we were burdened excessively beyond our strength, so that we despaired even of life. Indeed, we have the sentence of death within ourselves, so that we would not trust in ourselves, but in God who raises the dead, who delivered us from the great peril of death and will deliver us on He whom we have set our hope, and He will yet deliver us. You are joining in helping us through your prayers, so that many thanks may be given through many persons on our behalf to the favor bestowed on us through the prayers of many. So what you see in this passage is the great affliction goes beyond his strength. You see, that's the problem with us, is we try and do everything we can inside of our own strength. We try and solve all of our problems with our own strength. Something goes wrong. When's the last time you went to God first? No, you go to your buddy first. You seek your knowledge. You might search up something on the internet first. God's like way down on the list, and that's a problem. We should take it to God first and then seek out the other solutions. There's no problem with seeking out solutions, but we do need to take it to God first. But it's the same thing with the way weightlifting works. It pushes us beyond our ability to the point where it breaks down our muscles, and then our body rebuilds the muscles, because that's how our body is designed to work. And so in the affliction, we were burdened excessively beyond our strength. They push us so beyond our strength that now we had to turn to God. And that really is the principle at mind here. When we get beyond our strength, we start turning our things to God. And when that starts to happen, then what occurs in our life is we start seeking out things. I went back so hard looking for this verse, I completely lost where I was. I know the verse. It's James 4:8. James 4:8, it says, draw near to God and he will draw near to you. Cleanse your hands, you sinners. Purify your hearts, you double-minded. Draw near to God and he will draw near to you. That is the principle. Draw near to God and he will draw near to you. Now, that's a New Testament principle, but there's also, we also find this in the Old Testament in two prophets, and in Zechariah chapter 1 at verse 3. And if you, by the way, have been missing our Zechariah studies, we're on chapter 11, I think, now. Zechariah is a deep book, and we got like, I don't know, 20 or so messages on it. Have a look over at the channel there to see the Zechariah. We just get seriously in depth on what that book means. But in Zechariah chapter 1, verse 3, therefore say to them, thus says the Lord of hosts, return to me, declares the Lord of hosts, that I may return to you. God may not turn to you until you give everything up to him. That's one of the things that George Mueller had pointed out. He stopped reading the theology books and the texts and the commentaries. He went straight to the Bible, straight to the source, straight to God, and he was blessed greatly for it. But in Malachi chapter 3 at verse 7, from the days of our fathers, you have turned aside from my statutes and have not kept them. Return to me, and I will return to you, says the Lord of hosts. But how shall we return? He gets in, and then he gets in a little bit more detail there. So the point is that when great affliction comes upon our lives, that great affliction hits us, and then we look back and go, oh, yikes, something not cool is happening here. And then what ultimately happens then is we will then draw near to God. That is why we grow in so much strength, is that the power of God is coming within us. So there is our thoughts. Why do persecutions and afflictions strengthen us? Because they draw us near to God. God draws us back to him. So there is our thoughts on that section there. Have a look over the website, ourwalkinchrist.com. Also have a look at the channel, whether that's YouTube, Rumble, BitChute, or Odyssey. Have a look at that Zechariah study. It might be a great blessing to you. So thanks for watching, and I hope that you enjoy your daily walk in our Lord.
Thank you for tuning in. Our Walk in Christ podcast is a listener-supported presentation. For more information about how you can help, check out ourwalkinchrist.com/support or our Patreon page at patreon.com/TomM. That's TOMM. Digital and paperback books are available on several online bookstores or at our website. Once again, the website is ourwalkinchrist.com.